This half hour is presented by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, a beautiful sunny Wednesday morning, and it's a busy one here. I'm going to just keep the ball rolling. We have Escambia County Sheriff's Office, beautiful Amber Southard, in with us today. You look lovely.
Well, thank you. I think I actually did my hair and showered for once.
It looks really shiny. I think that, you know, it looks nice. You deserve a compliment, I have to just tell you. And you look shiny as well. I'm just going to tell you. You look great. And so we have a new friend, Delarian Wiggins. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And you are a community specialist. Am
Absolutely.
I correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. Awesome. I'm really intrigued.
So
to hear what that
last
includes.
Time we had Ronnie Rivera on, and he is also a community specialist, but we have broken it up into districts. So he works one district and then Delarian works the other. So I thought it would only be fair to bring Delarian on and let him speak to his district that he's kind of helping out.
Yes.
And it's a new position that Sheriff Simmons has created at the sheriff's office. Two new of these positions. I think he's looking into adding a third possibly that we'll have through the county.
And we have a large county.
We have a very large county.
Very large.
I think people forget that. You know, we can be on the white sandy beaches and then we can be, up in the north end and the fields and
Walnut
all of that.
Hill.
Yeah.
Yes. I have to just say, and I have friends in Walnut Hill, beautiful area in the Molino area. And they can sometimes feel forgotten, but now we have a precinct there.
Yes.
We're coming connected again. Sheriff Simmons has done an amazing job at starting to bridge gaps in our community.
And that's actually part of your district.
Yes,
is up
absolutely.
There.
And so, really?
Yes. It is.
What is that district number?
Well, it wouldn't be broken into quite numbers or community specialists.
It's
that's just kind of what we're calling it.
Zones or whatever.
A zone,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Very
so
cool.
I would call that the north end of town.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's and like I said, it's pretty widespread. I mean, you can be in Perdido Key and just about drive a whole hour just to get to the other side of town, Walnut Hill and that area over there. So, the county itself is growing, and we see that. And there's a lot of great things that are going on. So we're excited about it, excited as far as being a community specialist. I'm used to saying community policing.
I know, right? Well, you were in that for so long. The fun thing about Delarian is he was a sheriff's deputy for years.
Oh, wow.
15 and a half years.
Thank you for your service.
Deputy.
That's
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Thank you.
And in our community policing
community policing division. We've done a lot of great things in community policing. So
community
service, community policing to me, it kind of runs in the same. Yes. But this community specialist, it's more of engaging. I mean, you still have the community policing element, but the engagement part, I think, is it really sets it above what we normally have done in the past. And it gives us an opportunity to really get out and engage the community. Because one thing I learned as far as being in patrol is that we're not really given a whole lot of time to really make contact with citizens. And of course we do, but it's not really, that one-on-one in-depth conversation to really find out what the community is actually needing.
Yeah.
So as a community service specialist, we actually have an opportunity to really get out, engage, have these one-on-one conversations, and really find out what is the true need of the community. Because at the end of the day, it's like a health assessment almost. You know, we go in and we say, okay, what's the problem in this community? Whether it's blight, whether it's, whatever nuisance, drug activity, gangs, we find out what is the actual need of that community. And then we devise a plan on how we can go about trying to cure, so to speak, some of the things that are going on in the community. So we're building partnerships with code enforcement, the road prisons, even Gulf Power. We're just building these partnerships because at the end of the day, we're trying to help people.
I was going to say that it could be anything from you going into a community and saying, hey, it looks like they might need more street lights.
Absolutely.
To maybe they need some speed enforcement.
Yes.
So we have
the new speed enforcement trailers that we can actually put into your neighborhoods. Which kind of it tracks the speed that's actually going on. So it gives us an idea of what we need to do as far as maybe putting an actual radar, a deputy there to run radar, things of that nature. So we're becoming a little bit more proactive and doing some great things in the community. So we're excited.
Well, what it does is it takes, like I said this in the last segment, mm-hmm. I have this discussion with my children. If you're willing to complain about it and sit around and gripe, then you should be willing to take ownership and start looking for solutions.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so, and I say that from everything from dinner to just, mm-hmm. you don't like me asking you to pick up your toys off the floor. You don't like this, right? Or in our neighborhood, the last neighborhood we lived in, we lived there for 7 years. So it was home. Mm-hmm. I was comfortable there. So when I saw trash around, we just naturally started carrying bags with us and picking it up and throwing it away. Because I'm not going to call like, hey, there's trash on the ground. Somebody else can pick it up. No, you're right there. If you're willing to complain about it, be willing to be a part of the solution. So this is helping make that connection with the right authorities.
It really does. And I think the best part is that we've got so many great neighborhood watches that you guys are able to partner with.
Goodness,
so people
yes.
that are already involved and willing to work and know the issues in their mm-hmm. community. So Delirian and Ronnie get out there. They go to these neighborhood watch meetings. They make contact with the presidents. They know which neighborhood watches are still active, which ones are becoming active, which ones are thinking about, you know, maybe forming. And they make that one-on-one connection. Mm-hmm. So when they're out in the community, they know Delirian. They've got his number. They know to call him. And then he has other outsources he can call too to help them. Like he was saying, code enforcement. He can give them a call. He can give Gulf Power a call. Maybe it is the streetlights. Maybe it's a sidewalk that, you know, might need to be put in. So he can get with the county and find out, or city, to find out how we can make these things available. So he's kind of that middleman, which is great. You want that person that you can go to.
I think I'm the middleman.
To hook up everybody, you know? Like I want to be able, in the day of convenience, to be able to call one person and say, that's my person. Can you help me?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, they're getting out and introducing themselves and letting people know they're there.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's about 10:12 here. We're chatting with Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Delirian Wiggins. He is a community specialist here in our amazing Escambia County. We're seeing this county thrive. We've seen it come so far. It is a rather large county. I'm not used to it. I grew up in an area where we had tons of little counties tucked in next to each other. Mm-hmm. And so y'all have a big job. But if you guys have a question, I know you guys are live on Facebook, so there's probably people coming in and saying hi as well. So good morning. Yes. But also feel free to text in here to the station. I have it right here, 437-1620. Maybe you have something in your area that you want to bring to light too, that just is something to think about.
Absolutely. And we're always available at PIO@escambiaso.com. You can always send us an email there. If I don't know how to answer it, I'm going to forward it to the correct person that can hook you up and get your answer. Again, we are live on our Facebook page, the Escambia County Facebook page. That's ECSO/official. You can go check us out there. People are saying good morning. Good morning to everybody that's joining us. Somebody said, keep up the great work.
Oh.
Thank you guys. Yeah. This is a solution and definitely a step forward. And like I said, Sheriff Simmons just had a vision when he came in, and this was something that he talked about on the entire campaign trail, that he wanted to do community policing like it's never been done before. And to my knowledge, I don't know of any other community specialist in our area that I can think of. And maybe I'm wrong, maybe there is, but I haven't heard of it. And so I think this was kind of a new idea that he came up with, and to get you guys out there and to be more accessible. But when you go in there, you talk about looking at communities, maybe what's working for them so you can share with other communities, and maybe what they can do to improve. What are some things you look at to help them with?
Well, one of the things that Ronnie and I did, we actually brought in the actual presidents of all the neighborhood watch groups. And we actually had a roundtable with them. We pretty much let them kind of run the meeting, so to speak, because some of the ideas that they have over in Diamond View may work over in the Warrenton area. So we try to bring them together to talk about ideas, talk about strategies on how we can help better each and every community here in Escambia County. And we take that information, and then we try to help them to come up with a plan with each neighborhood watch. Again, to try to help them to, you know, to better their community, to make sure that it's safe. And so far, it's been working pretty good. We're actually getting ready to take all the presidents of the neighborhood watch groups kind of on a on a road trip, so to speak, and let mm-hmm. them go out and visit their precincts, yeah. Because a lot of people kind of get confused on which precincts they need to report to if mm-hmm. they have an issue, and it gives them an opportunity to get to know their lieutenants in their precincts as yeah. well as the deputies. So we're going to have that going next month, I think around the 15th or 16th. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure on the dates, but yeah. Somewhere along there. So we're going to take them and let them visit their precincts, let them get out, you know, talk with the lieutenants, talk with
what
the sergeants.
What a great idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, again, it's their sheriff's office, mm-hmm. is, you know, so we want them to feel like, you know, they're part of the team, which they are. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way that we can be able to grow and start mending some of these broken fences. And, again, building that relationship back in our community. And, again, it's all about what Sheriff Simmons said. It's about engagement. Mm-hmm. So we're going to engage everybody that we come in contact with. We're going to build these bridges. And, again, we're going to make sure that we keep Escambia County safe.
Perfect. I love it. And that's such a great idea, because that is a question we get asked quite a mm-hmm. bit. People don't always want to drive. Like you said, we've got such a large county, and driving all the way to the main building yes. on Leonard Street might not be that accessible, or maybe you can't get transportation mm-hmm. out there that day, and you need to, you know, you want to have that one-on-one, that face-to-face interaction. So the precincts are there just for that. They're
yes.
located in your community, and people ask all the time, well, I'm not sure which precinct to go yeah. to or where it's at. You can go to our website at escambiaso.com. There's a tab for the precincts. You can click on that. There's pictures of what they look like, the mm-hmm. address. You can click on that and find out, and the phone numbers. So you can always set up a meeting with a lieutenant or a sergeant out there to kind of talk to them. So that's a great idea to take them yeah. out there for a field trip, get them familiar with the precinct in their area. And you know what the best part is that's why Sheriff Simmons opened the two precincts back
yes.
up, so people can have that one-on-one interaction with the lieutenant and the sergeant that are assigned to that precinct mm-hmm. and the deputies. It's so nice to have that relationship.
And that's the key, is to mm-hmm. have that relationship, to be able to go to your precinct, talk to the precinct lieutenant, the sergeants, let them know that, hey, you know, just as an example, I have a speeder that's coming down on, you know, XYZ road. Mm-hmm. You know, that lieutenant is able to let, you know, get one of his deputies and assign them to that area to run traffic, to run radar, mm-hmm. to make sure that we're, you know, having more control over the speeding issue mm-hmm. That's in that particular area. So I think, you know, having that one-on-one again is so important. Mm-hmm. And again, it's about that, building that relationship, and of course having that community buy-in. And I think once you get the community buy-in, you really start seeing the difference in your community as far as the blight. You know, people, like you were saying earlier, you know, getting out and picking up the trash, getting out and, you know, helping more in your grass, you know, mm-hmm. street lighting. There's so yes. many things that we can be doing. But again, it won't be effective until you have that community buy-in. You have to have that. And I think we're headed toward the right direction in doing that. And, you know, the best is yet to come. We have a lot of great programs that are actually about to start rolling out in the summer. I think you'll be really, really thrilled when you start seeing some of those programs that we're actually doing. And we're excited about it. And, you know, if you have any questions, you know, I don't even know my phone number.
You don't know your phone number? You know what? You can always call.
Don't even admit it.
Yeah, you can always call 850 because yeah. we got to do the area code now. 850-436-9630. And that's to our front desk, and
yes.
you can ask to speak to Delirium
Wiggins. Delirium Wiggins or Ronnie Rivera,
yes.
and we'll be more than happy to come out and talk with you, you know, come up with, you know, any ideas. You know, I believe in forward thinking, mm-hmm. you know, and to sit down and talk with people, because you may have a great idea, mm-hmm. you know, so why not talk with us about it and see if we can try to implement that into a program that we're trying to do. And again, it's about that community engagement, building those partnerships, those relationships with not only our community, but the businesses in our community. So
right.
That's what we're trying to do. That's the aim. And we're so excited. And we're looking forward to what's happening.
I've got a question about the businesses.
Sure.
But for just a second, we've got some questions coming on Facebook. I want to address those first. James, I see your comment there. Can you please send me an email with the location of that speed trailer? You can send it to PIO@escambiaso.com. I'll actually comment below you and put that email there so you can remember it. And I'll get somebody to contact you about that. If it is in the way, we would like to know that
absolutely.
Maybe move it. So please send me an email, PIO@escambiaso.com, and I will, with the location of that speed trailer, we'll get somebody out there to check that out. Edward, great, great question there. There is some people that do have road rage. Unfortunately, that's a thing that does happen. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office, though, doesn't work traffic accidents. Florida Highway Patrol works them for us. We have a large county, as we've been saying through this whole thing. We have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And so FHP, they're the ones that assist in the county for traffic accidents. But that is, it's a great question and something that if you feel like needs to be addressed, yes, send us some ideas that you might have. You can always email us at PIO@escambiaso.com. That might be a conversation we're definitely willing to talk about. And again, thank you for everybody that's saying hello. Thank you for people saying good morning. Yeah, we've got a couple of those. We appreciate it so much. And keep dropping your comments down there, and we'll get to them throughout the show. But I did have a question about the businesses. Mm-hmm. So that we're not just talking about residents. Like, we're not just talking about the neighborhood watches. You can also go into a business and offer an assessment to them as well.
Oh, yeah. We go in there and we talk to businesses. Again, we find out what is the actual needs. We do a needs assessment, you know, to include with some of the businesses and residential. You know, we do have SEPTEP certified crime prevention practitioners who actually go in and do safety surveys to businesses as well as residents to, you know, show them different things on what they can do to try to, you know, safeguard their businesses and residents. So, you know, even that information is confidential, so it doesn't go out. But it's so many other things that we do to try to help, you know, our businesses as much as we can to keep them safe, keep their property safe and everything else. So, you know, and I say all the time, call us. Mm-hmm. Let's sit down and talk about some of the issues that your business may be experiencing, whether it's, you know, transients or whether it's, you know, trespassing or whatever. Let us know so we can get out and again, assess it and see what we can do to try to, you know, help you to keep your business safe, your property safe. And, you know, we're just here to help. We want to help. We want to get more actively engaged. And I mm-hmm. think, we're heading down the right direction in doing that.
I think so, too. And absolutely. You know what we'll do? We'll also get your correct phone number directly to you, and we can drop it down there in the comments, too.
Yes.
So if anybody has any concerns about their area, and you cover the North End, what exactly is the North End?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, if you're looking at it on the map, again, me being in patrol, when I say North End, anything east or west of Brent Lane, all the way north towards Century, Cantonment, Century, Molino, mm-hmm. Walnut Hill. So is anything in between that to those geographical areas, boundaries, I consider that north. So it's huge.
So our recruiter's looking out for you. She just sent us your phone
number.
Yes, it is 850-786-7267. We did all just get phone numbers transferred over, so I get it. It's new numbers. So again, it's 850-786-7267.
Yes.
If you have any questions, if you do live in the North End, you're thinking about putting a neighborhood watch together, we offer programs at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office just for that. And right now, you know, COVID, we're all dealing with that. So we're online for things. We're doing some of these meetings via Zoom. Mm-hmm. But our Neighborhood Watch Academy, look out for that. The next one we'll have, I'm hoping we'll be in person. Maybe we'll see kind of how the numbers are. But if not, we've been doing them via Zoom meetings. And those are a great opportunity for you to kind of jump in and learn about what a neighborhood watch is, how you could maybe start one. Other neighborhood watches show up, the presidents, and they talk about what's worked in their community, what hasn't worked in their community. We'll be putting those dates out, mm-hmm. of course, on our social media for anybody that would want to sign up for one of those courses. The best part is they're free.
They're mm-hmm. free. Have you been to the Citizens Law Enforcement Academy yet?
I have not, but it's
awesome
on my list. It's
academy
something
to go to.
I have been to neighborhood watch meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge passion and conviction in my soul to be a voice for human trafficking victims.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for about 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And so I've had the honor to be able to go to Neighborhood Watch mm-hmm. meetings pre-COVID when they're in person and be able to speak with community members because mm-hmm. there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to what human trafficking looks like mm-hmm. versus what it does not. Also how both can kind of accumulate in the same situation and you have to have your eyes open to all of it.
Right.
And so for me, if you are a part of the community and you want a safe community, mm-hmm. you can't depend on everyone with a badge mm-hmm. to be there all the time. It just takes like keeping your eyes open, keeping your head on a swivel, which is one of my favorite phrases. And people laugh at me because I'll ask questions and they'll be like, way to keep your head on a swivel. Yeah, just that's how my brain works. Yeah. But I think it's because I've been trained that way, because before it was just like, oh, my gosh, what's that person doing over in their house? We need to call police. Like, no, first of all, calm down. Second of all, people are different. Yeah. And so you never know. But also keeping an eye out, maybe getting to know your neighbors, too. Yeah, is really important.
Well, some of the best advice, I think, that we put out there was actually Commander Quinata. When he comes on the show, he preaches this over and over again, and I think it's such great advice. Get to know your neighbors.
Yes.
They're your best defense. If it's walking next door, introducing yourself, get to know them, be familiar with them, because you know what's out of place in your neighborhood. You know if you see something suspicious of a car that you're not used to seeing comes down. And if it's a gut feeling, give us a call. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, we're there for. And you can always call the non-emergency line.
That's true.
That's 850-436-9620. That's our non-emergency number. You're always more than 911's there for a reason. If you can't remember that number, I get it. You're, you know, under pressure. 911 is there. Give that a call. But, you know, if it's something that just kind of doesn't feel right to you, 436-9620. And knowing your neighbors really does help
so
a lot
important.
Of that.
Plus,
you can kind of
really
look out
does.
For each other.
Yes.
You know, I've called my neighbors before with, hey, you're garage door is open and you normally don't have it open this late. Are you guys okay? You know, you might want to shut it. And it's, we get busy. I mean, there's things that, you know.
Or you go on vacation. It's good to have your neighbors keep an eye. Even if they don't have a key, just keep an eye on the place. We have texts coming in. Just thank you, Sheriff Simmons, for your forward thinking. Thank you for caring about our community. Yes. I mean, that's what it is. But, you know, Sheriff Simmons cares a lot. He cares a lot. He always has. Mm-hmm. He's made it very evident. And if you just get to talk to him and get to know him, you know that his heart is for people and for seeing Escambia County thrive.
I'm telling you, community policing is one of his number one goals. And we are doing some amazing things at the sheriff's office right now and things that we're, you know, getting ready to implement. COVID has dampened some things, but we're not letting it take it from us. You know, we're finding ways around it to bring things. And you're going to start seeing more and more events. We've got a couple of events coming up. Watch our Facebook page where we're going to be out in the communities. We're going to be doing burgers and badges. Watch out on our Facebook page for that invitation we'll be putting out. And that'll be us partnering with a local business and going out and actually grilling hamburgers and hot dogs and playing games, kickball and things like that in the community. So look out for that. We're also partnering with Gilmore Shredding Services, and we're going to be doing a shred-a-thon. So we'll be putting that out soon on our social media. I think we've already put one thing out, but we'll keep kind of updating that, and that'll be coming up soon. I think it's like 50 pounds and under of things you'll get shredded for free.
Wow.
So, you know, fraud is a big thing we always, you know, worry about with law enforcement. Probably one of the number one crimes out there, and anybody can be affected by fraud. It's just most crimes, it's the lifestyle you kind of lead. Maybe you're more susceptible, or maybe, you know, the crime fraud can happen to anybody, anywhere, at any time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That is just one of those things. So we are partnering with Gilmore Services and doing a shred-a-thon. That'll be coming up. But the burgers and badges, I'm so excited about. Those are my favorite kind of events, is to get out in the community and play games and get to know people.
Yeah. And you reminded me of something. You know, we played kickball about 2 Saturdays ago.
Fun.
It was the sheriff's office partnership with a gentleman by the name of Anthony Caldwell over at the McGee Field Rattlers. And we had a first responders kickball tournament with the kids. SWAT did an amazing job. But SWAT lost. But overall, the camaraderie, the cohesiveness, the community engagement, the whole atmosphere of getting out, talking to children and people, really just let the community know that the sheriff's office care, we care. And out of that whole day, we had four young men who actually came up and said they wanted to know more about the cadet program at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. So, you know, those type of results is what drives us to do and continue to do a great job at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in our community engagement, to, you know, let the community know again we're here, and again building that relationship. And I didn't get a chance to play kickball, but I thought about it.
But then you remember those knees aren't what they used to be. Then I remember
my knees wasn't that good anymore.
Okay, now I want to play in kickball just so I can win.
Yeah. But,
no, I love a good kickball game. That's fun.
I know. But they did an outstanding job. And you know, the thing that really impressed me, and not just because I worked with these guys for over the last 15 years, which they're my family, mm-hmm. but that same day they had a call out.
Yes.
They had a call out.
A very long day.
And as soon as they got done with their call out, they came back to the kickball tournament to finish up and, you know, to continue to, you know, talk with the kids at the game. So to me, that was really important. It showed that, hey, we care and we want to make sure that we're doing a great job.
That's beautiful. I love that. What a way to wrap up our time together. That's encouraging.
It goes by so fast, right? I told you, easy.
Delarian, thank you so much, Amber.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate you guys. Huge shout out to everybody who's out there protecting our community.